I wish everyone a good tovach, a ksiva v'chasima toiva. I wish you b'zoicha be'ezras Hashem to a good gebench to gezunta yar, filled with yirusha nachas and the best of health. I'm very grateful to the neshei of Shari, Tefila, and Mrs. Drang, and to the neshei of the Kaila and to Mrs. Schneidman for allowing me to speak tonight. I think we're doing this already a few years, and it's something that I look forward to. My father, Zatzal, used to always say, "Mi yodea mi machazik es mi." You never really know who's giving whom the chizuk. I hope this evening you get chizuk, but I can tell you that just preparing and coming out a few days before Yemei Din and seeing such an overwhelming crowd, such a large crowd, is a great, great source of chizuk to me. Ein milim befila habia rikshei levavi. I can't even properly express how moved I am, how awed I am, how overwhelmed I am that so many came out. And I tell you, it's literally for me a fulfillment of mi yedeya mi machazik esmi. Just for the chizuk that you give me, yamale Hashem kol mashal eslibchem l'toiva. And as I said, I'm grateful to both of the neshes for giving me this opportunity. Sometimes a person may begin by saying we're living through frightening times, extraordinary times, and it might be true and it might be hyperbole. To say it now, it's extraordinarily true. Maybe somebody who's of the age that they lived through the Holocaust, World War II, 80, 90 years ago, could say there were similar times. But the matzav that Klal Yisrael finds themselves in now is unprecedented. In terms of fear of Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, the hatred, the anti-Semitism around the world, it's Oyam v'Neira, Neira v'Oyam, Lo Yiyuman ki Yisupar. It's not exaggeratory at all. Unfortunately, sometimes when we're 6,000 miles away from Eretz Yisrael and we go about our daily life, we may not feel the words that I just expressed, and we may even question, really, ad kedei kach? It's by far the most frightening times Klal Yisrael has ever experienced in recent past. We're seeking to do everything to beg the Bar Yoylin that we should be zaycha to a year where all of our tefillos are answered. Let's start with the basics. In fact, it's interesting. Last night in shul, I overheard a conversation where one of the men said to a group of them, "Isn't it interesting that last Simchas Torah, almost a year ago, October 7th, was the greatest, most epic failure of our defense system? How thousands came in to create the greatest massacre and to just go through all of the fences and the wires as if they didn't exist. It was one of the most epic failures. And the past 2 weeks, as the year of fighting is almost reaching the 1 year mark, has been the greatest successes. What happened 2 weeks ago with the beepers and the different technology, and more recently where many key people were taken out." So the person was contrasting, wow, how a year ago was the most epic failure and now it's the most epic success. What do you make of that? He wasn't even addressing it to me. But I and others were listening, and there's only one correct answer. What do you mean? We had some, in other words, it was for us the most epic failure, and then for us it was the greatest successes what happened the last few weeks, which in military history is pretty much unprecedented. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you is never to fall in the trap of Koichi Va'itzim Yadi. Last year I didn't, but now I did. You did nothing then, you did nothing now. It's up to us to see what the Ribbono Shel Olam will do. But for a person to erroneously and chalila think last year was an epic failure, but now we got it right, we have our avodah to do. We have to get ready for the new year. We have a lot of work ahead of us. But don't start getting excited from the last 2 weeks. Ooh, ah, did you see? Did I see what? The same Ribbono Shel Olam that happened last Simchas Torah is the same Ribbono Shel Olam that's happening now almost a year later. And the shaila is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? When there was thunder, the Chavetz Chaim used to go to the window and say, "Was will de Tate von mir?" So it's not a time to sit back and say, "Wow, Koich v'atim yodhi, we showed it to them. We messed up them, but now." But now what? But now is Rosh Hashanah. Now is the time to see, "Was will de Tate von mir?" There's a pasuk that we read a few weeks ago that says, and the Chavetz Chaim used to say this because he commented that very often people are looking for segulos, and that's true. We are people that do look for schools. Oi, did you hear the latest skula? If you go ahead and you take and you tie and you rip and you bring and that, skula's off the kazoo. The Chavetz Chaim said, there was a Chavetz Chaim, Rabban Shal Yisrael, I don't understand people who are looking for skulais. The Torah gives you the biggest skula, it's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Ki Hashem Elekecha Mishalech Bekerav Machanecha Latzilcha. In English that means, the Ribbono Shalom says, I am God. I am in your midst, I am in your camp, and I have the ability, lahatzilcha, to save you. That is a quote from a pasuk. I'll say it again. Ki Hashem elikecha mishalech bekerev machanecha lahatzilcha. And then a few words later, the actual segula is built in. The pasuk says it. A few words later, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says three words. Vahaya machanecha kadosh. Says the Halach of Chavetz Chaim, Rabban Shal Yisrael, why are people looking for segulos? Why are people looking for this, that, or the other? Very well-meaning, wonderful people. The Torah gives you the biggest segula. In times of war, in times of fright, in times of trepidation, we have so much we're dominating for. Hashem says, Mishalech bekerav machanecha la'atzilcha, I can save you. I can save you. I can save you. There's one segula. One, not two. There's one segula. It's three words long. V'haya machanecha kadosh. That you, I, us, our home, our behavior, be one of Kedusha. And that's the starting point of where I wanted to begin tonight. While it is on our heart and our mind, what is taking place around the world? The Chavetz Chaim said the skula is there. Earlier today in one of the shiurim I was privileged to give over Shabbos, I commented, we try to have Kedusha. We're living in a world where every law, every government, every nation, every person, the people, it's the antithesis of Kedusha. And sometimes I feel we're becoming desensitized to proper Kedusha. I'm sharing with you a story. I was in Eretz Yisrael recently and I spoke on this topic, and afterwards, a relative of the one that it happened with came over and shared with me the story. I'm not mentioning the name, nor do I want you to fixate on the end line, oh, what did he speak about? You have to hear. If you can review after what I spoke about and say it correctly, I might full rishus, but to misquote me or say wrong, no rishus at all. This relative who's in the Mechaneches in the tri-state area, and I heard it from the relative, as I told you, the relative was in the tri-state area and was shopping one day at Home Depot a number of months ago, and a non-Jew, who was a male, a non-Jew, I guess one of the workers in Home Depot, went over to her, this noted Mechaneches, and said, can I ask you something that's been on my mind? Asking the from Mechaneches, how do you explain what is the reason that religious women, I know they don't wear pants, why is it religious women don't wear pants? And she started to explain, you know, for reasons of modesty, and it shouldn't attract attention. And spoke a minute or two about modesty, and there's a level of modesty, and not to attract, etc., etc. So without missing a beat, he innocently turned to her and said, if that's the reason, then how do you explain all the wigs that you wear? That was a comment that the fellow obviously asking about certain trends in Sheitlach and different things that may be beyond the level of Kedusha, beyond the level of modesty. He innocently asked, if you're telling me pants aren't worn because it shouldn't attract attention from people that it shouldn't, nor should it go beyond the laws of modesty. So he innocently asked her, so could you explain to me then? How do you explain all of those wigs? He obviously didn't say the word shait, although he may have. How do you explain all of that, what's taking place with all the newest trends with the wigs? She didn't have an answer. She told it to her cousin, who told it to me when I spoke in Eretz Yisrael a few months ago. I'm not going to talk about any single or any one area of Kedusha. Speak to who you want and decide what you want. Tonight's a night of V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. It could be Kedusha in the way your home looks, the way a person dresses, what you wear, your relationship with technology. It could be in a whole potpourri of areas. I simply told you a story exactly how it happened. That's why I said, to listen to me for an hour tonight, or however long will be, I'm going to say, tonight he spoke about the chleis, makia, whatever, leis sheitlach, or whatever you want. You would have completely missed what I said. Although not necessarily. I'm talking about Kedusha. I'm talking about Klal Yisrael finding themselves in a very difficult matziv, a time of Ahaya Machanecha Kadosh. No one has the right to go into Rosh Hashanah without making a list of things they need to improve in. I publicly spoke about some of those things on my list today. Ichshem Zuchnish. Make a list. If it has to be in something that you're wearing and shouldn't be, something that you are listening to or reading or you allow into the home and you shouldn't be, people that are bringing you, whatever it is, it's a long list. I'm just here to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Elokecha mishalich bekerav machanecha la'atzilcha, I can save you. I don't know how to say that more clearly, says Hashem. I can save you. Stop running and looking for segula, says Rabban Shel Yisrael, the only one that matters. V'haya machanecha kadosh. And for those who know me even a little bit, I have made it my business over approximately the last 30 years. I will not speak about a topic unless it's a topic that I have previously taken upon myself to work on. In fact, to be honest with you, over 25 years ago, I was speaking about something I didn't feel that I adequately had prepared for it, so I actually pulled over to the side of the road on the way to Miami Beach, did whatever I felt I needed to before I spoke about that topic. I will not speak about something unless I feel I first have spent a lot of time. And the idea of Kiddush is not exclusively to women. It applies to men to a large degree. Shmiras Hayinayim. There's a great amount of Kiddusha that men have to be careful with. And knowing that I was speaking about this topic multiple times, approaching the Yom HaRoyim, of course it's something that I should always be working on, I will not speak about a topic unless I myself have taken it to heart, and without going into specifics or details, I have been working personally on creating an aura of Ahoya Machanecha Kadosh, and so there's a little bit more of a comfort level to me for me to address it publicly. In whatever area you're hearing the words coming out of my mouth and saying, Taka, it's hard for me. But my relationship with, and whatever the area is, should improve in the upcoming year, Tavshin Pei Hei. Do it for yourselves, do it for your children, do it for Klal Yisrael, do it for Am Yisrael, do it for Chayim, do it for whoever, everybody. Do it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'haya machanecha kadosh. I'm not going to tell you that it's always easy. Sometimes peer pressure is a fantastic thing, and sometimes, unfortunately, a person has peer pressure, and it's so difficult that maybe the person feels, yes, how could I lessen what I wear or start changing or the technology? But everybody does. Get good peer pressure, not the unhealthy kind. It's not always so easy. The Pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. It's a Pasuk in Re'eh, which means that you are supposed to follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if you do, the reward is Uvoi Sidbokun. You will cling to him, and he will cling to you. I quote again for a second time, I think it will be the second of three times, that the Chofetz Chaim, Rabban Shel Yisrael, asks, I don't understand the verbiage, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi tells us, what's the difference in Lashon HaKodesh between the word Achar and Acharei? Good question. If somebody's 5 feet behind me, he's Achar. If somebody's a mile behind me, he's Acharei. Achar is in close proximity. Acharei is a mile or whatever, how far apart. It's the same thing you find in the Psukim. Rashi brings multiple examples with events. If something happened just a bit ago, Achar hadvarim ha'ele. If something happened a long time ago, Acharei hadvarim ha'ele. Achar, it happened in close proximity. Acharei, it happened a long time ago. So if Acharei means it's in a distant, be it geographically or physically, why would it say Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu? Shouldn't it say Achar Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu? Don't you want to follow right behind Hashem? Doesn't he want you to be right behind him? Doesn't he want you to cling to him? Why in the world would it say Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu? Acharei denotes far, not close. The Chofetz Chaim says, because very often in life, the true reality is that we don't always feel achar, close to Hashem. Something's taking place in our life that's making it a big challenge. Something's happening in the life that's making it difficult for me to feel the inspiration I should. The truth is, we don't always feel Achar Hashem. Says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, and I'm looking inside and I'm quoting, even when a person finds himself Acharei Hashem Elokeichem, he feels distance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He feels things are challenging. He's having a hard time. He's going through a tumultuous situation. It could be in a whole host of areas. Even when you find it Acharei Hashem Elokeichem, still stand up Teilechu. You can get it done. You can do it. It's not always so easy. Part of me is so tempted to go through real, real examples that I feel and people feel have to be worked on. And the other part feels, no, every person has to do it. But do it! V'hoya machanecha kodesh! Says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, even when you find yourself, there are times we go through those situations, we all have it. And you're just not feeling it. It's not happening. And you feel your life is currently Acharei Hashem Elokeichem. You feel distance and there are hardships. Says the Chofetz Chaim, especially in those situations, try Teilechu. And if you could get it done then, Uvoisid Bokun, you're good to go. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's really hard. Are you kidding me? I'm going to give that up? I'm going to stop or take that app off or change my phone or give up wearing that or stop going to those places or stop reading that or stop listening to that? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Sometimes it's Acharei. And if when it's Acharei, you could still Teilechu, then the reward is Uvoisid Bokun. You can cling to Hashem in a way. I want to tell you something. I'm obviously not going to do anything to tell you that anyone should chalil figure out who the person is. On Shabbos, somebody in the kehillah approached me, and he was opening up and telling me he's going through a very, very hard time. This past week, he mamish bottomed out. And he told me different hardships and things that he did, and my heart was breaking. And then as a throwaway sentence, he thought it was a throwaway sentence, he told me he was walking wherever it was, and it entered, whatever it is, I don't want to give any specifics, but there was something that he knew was something he shouldn't be doing, and involved eating in a certain place. I don't want to give specifics, but it involved eating in a certain place. I don't mean, by the way, where the hashgacha wasn't good. We're not getting into that. I'm talking about a place that was clearly not kosher, whatever it was. But the person, and he had such a taiva and a desire, but he did certain things to overcome the burning Yetzirah within him. He called three people that they should help him out. He crossed the street, and the third one answered. He was almost giving the entire thing. And then he went on, but he was saying it as a throwaway sentence. Then he went on to tell me the things. I didn't know what to do with myself. I usually don't speak so strongly to a person. I asked him, so you didn't end up doing whatever it was that you had planned on doing? He said no, and he wanted to. I told him, I don't even know how to convey to you what that did in Shemayim. Like, you are so clueless of what a tumult, what a rash, what a stratospheric upheaval, what a mapecha, what a mapecha. You know that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Dor Tapuchas, listen to this, Dor Tapuchas Hema, which really means negatively, that it's a generation of reversals, Bonim Lo Emun Bom. It's really a negative. The Chassidish Hasorim say, why read it negatively when you can read it positively? The word tapucha is, besides meaning a reversal, what does the word tapucha also mean? A mapecha means, thinking of the best English word, if anybody wants to help me out, I made a mapecha, I made an upheaval, but in a positive, extraordinary. Anybody, one good word for mapecha in English? What?
Correction.
A revolution. It's an honor for me, by the way, to be able to speak in front of my mother. She shall live and be well and enjoy Gebenchta Yiddishanachas. The Pasuk is teaching us, Dar Tapucha Ishema, from the word Mapecha. You can make a revolution. You can make a Mapecha. You can do it. You can do it. Why do you can do it? You know why we sell ourselves short? Banim loy emun bam. The word emun is from the word emuna. Because you don't believe in yourselves. I can't change. I've been with, I've been doing, I've been wearing, I've, for the last, who knows how long, I can't do it. The tyrant knows better. Darta puches hema. You could make a mapecha. You could make a mapecha. You could make a revolution. What gets in the way is one thing. Bonim loy emun bam. You don't believe in yourself. If you'd believe in yourself, you'd make the mapecha. I tried to convey it to this person tonight. I didn't even know what to do with myself. I had to convey to him. The mapecha that he made in Shemayim, that he found himself this week in a situation of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem, and believe me, he felt Acharei in capital neon letters, and he still fulfilled Teilechu. Only in Shemayim do they know how much Shmir he brought us and how much he saved Klal Yisrael with his one decision. Yep, 6,500 miles away on 163rd Street. Yep, you got it. I can't tell you exactly the way things work in Shemayim, but basically that's an idea. We could all make a mapecha. We could all enter the new year with an extraordinary revolution. Bonim loy emun bam. You gotta believe in yourselves. And yes, like this young man, specifically when you find yourself in a situation of acharei, I'm just not feeling it, and it's too hard, and it's too difficult. I've been doing fill in the blank for like the last 20 years. What are they going to say when I stop doing it? You merit ubay sidbakon. A few weeks ago, I said over a pshat from the Satmar Rebbe. I said it over this past week in Miami Beach. And I comfortably introduced it by saying that it is one of the greatest pshatim I've ever heard in my life. It really is a game-changing pshat. And then I'll tell you a story that complements it. Follow what I think is the greatest Zar Torah. There is a pasuk in the Torah that says regarding Yom Tov, Asher tikru'u oisam b'mayadam, you should call the festivals. The word is oisam. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hei says, don't read it oisam, we'll simplify it, read it atem, same letters, but don't read it oisam, read it atem. And what's the lesson if you read it atem? Atem afilu shoygeg, Atem afilu mezid, which there means that if you bezdin call the wrong day Rosh Chodesh b'shoigeg by mistake, or you bezdin call the wrong day Rosh Chodesh b'mezid deliberately, you have enough power that it's still Rosh Chodesh. That's all you need to know from the Gemara. Bezdin is so strong that they could call the wrong day Rosh Chodesh, be it by mistake or be it deliberately, and it will still be Rosh Chodesh. The wording of the Gemara is, don't read it oisam, read it atem. Atem afilu shayigin. Atem afilu mezidin. That was simple. Comes along Rabbeinu Yoel Misatmer Zechusa Yagar Aleinu when he says, tell me, if when the Pasuk says oisam, we're told to read it atem, and atem means afilu b'mezid, afilu b'shayigin, if that's the way we treat the word atem when it's only isom, then for sure we could extrapolate that when the Torah actually says the real word atem, you could for sure translate it to mean atem afilu shaygigin, atem afilu mezidim. Where's the most famous usage of the word atem? We had it a few weeks ago in Sefer Devarim. When Hashem wants to tell us that we are His children, what does the pasuk say? Banim atem la Hashem elekeichem. Banim atem, says the Satmar Rebbe. If you read the word oisam as atem, then for sure, you read the word atem as atem. And what's the real definition of the word atem? Atem afilu shoygigin. Atem afilu mezidin. You're still bonim atem l'ashem elikeichem. I want to tell you something. We all do things. We do chatoyim. Ein tzaddik baruch says hayasa toivu lo yechda. Nobody, we're far from perfect. Hence, there's a day called Yom Kippur. There's 10 days of Yemei Din, and there's a mitzvah called tshuva. We all make mistakes. Sometimes we do things that are b'shegeg, and yes, sometimes we do things that are b'mezid and deliberate. And you may wonder, but I am so off. I had such a year. There's one area I can't get it right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us, Bonim Atem, Bonim Atem, Bonim Atem. And what does the word Atem mean? Atem, if Oysam means it, then for sure Atem means it. It means one thing and only one thing. Atem Afilu Shaygigin, Atem Afilu Mezidin. Even when you make mistakes, even when you feel acharei, even sheva yipol tzadik, you constantly make the mistake. Bonim atem, bonim atem, bonim atem. Even b'shoigeg, even b'mezid, we are His children. He is our Father, and He's always waiting for us. Don't sell yourself short. Make the mapecha. Period. The Ribnitzer Rebbe had a interesting minhag, the Heiliger Ribnitzer. Parenthetically, I have a cassette tape. There used to be something called cassette tapes, where my father's Atzal met somebody in the city where the Ribnitzer Rebbe used to be, in Europe. And he spoke about the Kedusha of that Malach Elikim, and he said, when the Ribnitzer Rebbe walked by the field that had hundreds of shepsela sheep, the sheep would stand on their hind legs out of respect until the Ribnitzer passed the field. The same Ribnitzer Rebbe had an interesting minhag that he only davened Meiriv with a minyan, a korum, of people that didn't daven yet Meiriv. Now, a basic halacha is, that's true for Shachris. But for Meiriv, if a man wants to daven, of course it has to be with a minyan, but he only needs 6 mispalalim who didn't daven. The other 4 can be men over bar mitzvah, even if they davened. The Ribnitzer Rebbe had a custom, he would only daven Meiriv with 10 people who did not go ahead and daven yet. One evening, they were struggling for a minyan, they only had 9, it was perhaps past midnight. The gabbai of the Ribnitzer Rebbe went outside, he saw a young man, he said to him, did you daven yet? The Ribnitzer was looking for a minyan, and he said, I didn't daven yet. Oh, perfect, the Ribnitzer needs 10 such people, he comes in. The Ribnitzer has his back to the olam, he's making hachanas. And after the hachana says he's about to start, he said, I sent somebody here already davened. Is there somebody here that already davened Meiriv? The young man was caught because indeed he had davened Meiriv, but he wanted to join the Ribnitzer's minion. So he said he didn't daven Meiriv and he made it in. But now the Ribnitzer realized somehow with Ruach HaKodesh he did daven Meiriv. So he had to tell the Rebbe, I did daven. Eschatoy ani maskir hayayim. I had to go out and find a proper 10th person. Meiriv ended. The Ribnitzer went over to the young man who stayed back and said, I want to apologize to you. I didn't mean to call you out publicly. I just needed to know because I sensed somebody had davened. I'm sorry if you felt offended. The man started to cry. And he said to the Ribnitzer Rebbe, offended? It was definitely the greatest moment of my life. Do you understand, Rebbe, who I am? I'm a guy who's atem afilu shoygekin. I'm a guy who's atem afilu mezitin. Yeah, I davened Meirev, but I didn't think my Meirev counted. I barely put in kavana, davened pretty quickly, and quite honestly, I figured God does not consider my Meirev a Meirev, so I comfortably answered I didn't daven Meirev, because like, did my Meirev coming from a guy like me even count? But when you sense that somebody didn't daven, excuse me, somebody did daven, that means you're telling me in Shemayim they counted my Meirev? In Shemayim my Meirev meant something? In Shemayim, my Meirev was valuable enough that you sent somebody daven. This was the greatest moment of my life. Emun bam. I believe in myself. I could make a mapecha for a guy like me, who's atem afilu shaygigin, atem afilu mezidim. If you're telling me you sensed my Meirev counted, I mean something? Even my Meirev from a guy like me is worth something to God? It was the greatest moment of my life. A guy whose life was Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Uvoisid Bokon. A guy who said, Vaistois, even a guy like me can make a mapecha. Bonim Atem. It has been a year where people may have done things b'shoigig and even b'mezid. But tonight is a night as we approach Yom Din to remember Bonim Atem. Afilu shoigigin. Afilu meziden, bonim atem, bonim atem, bonim atem, and he's waiting. You can make a mapecha, emun bam, you gotta believe it. I will not for a moment say that it's easy, but I do know the Chofetz Chaim said, acharei, even when you feel a challenge, or something is as difficult as acharei, I just feel so distant. And then you can make a decision like that young man told me over Shabbos. You make a mapechon shemayim, a revolution, versus ein l'shayer ve'ein l'tayer, she'ein kidugmosoi b'chol ha'olam kulay, period. When Klal Yisrael is looking l'hatzilcha, don't fool yourselves, I'm 6,500 miles away, living relatively secure. Zok Rabban Shel Yisrael, there's one answer. V'hoya machanecha kadosh. Pick the area, pick the challenge, pick the acharei, and make a mapecha. There's something else at stake. For those of you who were here earlier in the Elul Power Shir, I quoted something, but I told you that I would quickly repeat it and take a new twist on it. In the pasuk that we dissected today, in Kapitel Chavdalet, if you weren't here, it's a famous kapitel that says, L'dovid mizmor l'ashem ha'aretz u'maloya, it's the Shir Shal Yom of Sunday. It's said almost every time the Torah is returned to the Arayim. It's part of tefillah for Parnassah. It's part of tefillas tashlich. And perhaps most notably, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, after Shemoneh Esrei, it takes center stage where the Chazan, in a very haunting and melodious tone, reads that kapitel. It's the one that says, Mihu zeh melech hakovod su'u sh'or moysheichem. It's a powerful kapitel. And in the center it says, Miyale b'har Hashem, and I told the Olam today that my father, Zatzal, had an extraordinary way of reading this pasuk. And here's how he translated it. Miyale Bahar Hashem. Who could ascend the mountain of Hashem? And now we used to say in Yiddish, Obur umi yokum bimkoim kodshei means ver ken bleibenda. You see, to be momentarily inspired is nice. Leave the drasha. I hope you still feel it, I don't know, at least the morning. Yale is nice. Aber yokum, yokum, wer ken bleibende? Who could really make this mapecha and change part of their 5785? What's the difference between merely ya'ale and the permanency of yokum? Yalen Gematria Yud Ayin Lamed Hey is exactly 115. Yokum Yud Kuf Vav Mem in Gematria is 156. The numeric differential between 115 and 156 is 41. A Jewish mother is called an Aim, and Aim is Begematria 41. That would exclude me from this room. I'm not saying this to wax poetic. The one who has the strongest ability to take themselves and their family from merely Ya'ale to the permanency of Yokum to a real, real Mapecha, Ya'ale is 115, Yokum is 156, the differential is 41, Aim is 41. A Jewish mother, a Jewish daughter, a Jewish wife, a Jewish girl, a Jewish grandmother has the ability to take herself and her family. I don't have the ability that you do. I'm not putting the onus on you. I'm telling you a fact. You could take the family from a level of merely Ya'ale to a level of Yokum. And it changes the whole tzura of your children. You're going to leave here tonight and hopefully make a decision and a mapecha and a kabbalah for the upcoming year. Do it for your family. Do it for your children who are, happens to be, they're taka counting on you. Probably not a thing you'd expect to be said to a group of women, but there's a gemara that says, Tisha kabin shel sicha yardu la'olam. 10 measures of talk came to this world, and women took 9 of them. Probably not the brightest thing to say to a room filled with nashim tzikaniyos, but that's the gemara. That means women took 9 out of 10 collective units of sicha, of talking. Is that what the Gemara means? Women took 9 kabin sel shicha? Sicha, is that what the Gemara means? You should know better. What is the definition that we find in the Torah of the word sicha? We find it noticeably by Yitzchok and Rivka. When Yitzchok went to Davin Mischa, the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchok, Lasuach Basod. I want to give credit where credit is due. Earlier in the week, I was in London for a few hours to speak at a Shasathon on behalf of an organization called A Time. And one of the speakers before me, a dear friend of mine, Rebbe Avtali Weiss, a powerful Hasidic Yid, an extraordinary personality, Yedidi V'Rav Chaviv, Rebbe Avtali Weiss, shared this Dvar Torah. I want to bring Gula to the world and to quote him. What's the real definition of sicha? It says by Yitzchak, when he davened mincha, Vayetze Yitzchak lesuach basode. Lesuach means, Rashi says, Ein sicha ela loshein tefila. So when the Gemara says women took 90%, 9 measures of sicha, what the Gemara really means is the women have the power of tefila. The women took sicha 90%, ain sicha ela loshon tefila. Women took 90%. It could be that's why a man for his tefila to be extraordinarily effective needs a quorum, needs 10 people. It could be the Gemara means women took 9. Women don't need a minyan. Even 9, even as 1. Women have a power that others don't have. You have 90% of the kayach of sicha. Ein sicha l'loshem tefila. In my travels around the world, you don't know how many countless stories I have about people telling me that their successes came from their mother, their wife, their daughter, their grandmother's tefilas. I will make one thing clear before I give a beautiful story. I realize that I thought about this Nakuda. Give me 1 minute to say it. We're approaching the most powerful days of prayer. But it's entirely possible that many of the people in this room won't have the ability to make it to a shul. won't have the ability to daven properly, may only have because of their home with the family, the children, maybe get in, I don't know what, 20 minutes of davening, I don't know, whatever it is. Well, we already learned from the fellow and the Ribnitzer, everything counts. But for the third and final time, I want to quote the Chafetz Chaim, and then I'll tell you the story, give a bracha, and then we'll conclude. Everybody knows the famous pasuk in Ekev, the Atah Yisrael, Ma Atah with an ayin, Ma Hashem Elikecha Shol Meimech, what does God want from you? Kiyim Liyira, Lelechus Bedrachov, Liyava Isai. I would almost go around this packed heichal and ask you, if you had to tell me the most important Nekuda in that pasuk, I'll say it in English. What does Hashem want from you? I bet you if I ask you, what do you think is the one, the most important? The most, what would you pick the one? I don't know, I bet you some of you would say, oh, Yira. Others would probably say, oh, I'm an Abba type person. I don't know, pick whatever you want. There are about eight things in the pasuk to pick from. I bet you'd probably pick five, six of the eight. The Chafetz Chaim says you'd all be wrong. I'm quoting from the Chafetz Chaim. Ha-nekuda ha-ikaris, from the whole pasuk of the Ata Yisrael, Ma'ashem l'kech ha-shol mimach, and now what does God want from you? You know, anybody want to take a guess? What is the most important nekuda? The most important nekuda, by far the only nekuda in the pasuk they need to hear about. What would you say is the number one nekuda? Which one do you think it is? Anyone want to take a guess which one would be? Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's the first word that nobody pays attention to. The Ata, and now. Live in the now. Live with your situation now. Live with what you're going through now. Live what is taking place in your life now. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ha'ikar ha'nekuda, the most important nekuda is, you have to ask yourself, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimech, what does God want from me? Ata, now! Now, now! Now I'm at a stage in my life where I'm Baruch Hashem taking care of my most precious children. I'm barely getting to shul 10 minutes to daven. Now I'm at a stage in my life where I have to take care of an elderly parent who's in the hospital. Now I'm at a stage in my life, do you know what I'm going through with my child? Now, by the way, dare I say, Ata with an ayin defines who you are with an aleph. Ata with an ayin defines the Ata with an aleph. The true you is the you of Ata with an ayin. The Chafetz Chaim said, all those other things are important, but the most important thing you have to ask yourself at this stage in your life, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimech, what does Hashem want from me? The most important thing is, He wants to see your Ata now, now. I'm at a stage in life where really I'm barely making it to shul on Yontif for even 20 minutes. I'm at a stage in life where all the examples I gave a minute ago, I thought about that. How can I go ahead and tell you, you have the power of tefillah. You're spending, I don't know, what did you get at home 15 minutes ago, Hedron? If that's your Ata, then you're doing perfect. An Ata for an 18-year-old is different than one for a 35-year-old, which is different from one from a 70-year-old. Your Ata keeps evolving. Your Ata keeps changing. And if you want to live in this life properly, ask yourself, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimeni, what does God want from me? There's only one correct answer, Ata. What does He want from me now? Now when it's easy, now when it's hard, now when they're at home, now when they're out of the home, now when I'm traveling, now when I'm on vacation. The Ata is constantly evolving. Ata with an ayin tells me a lot about your Ata with an aleph. And so if you're hearing that you have 90%, you have a koyach, you took such a power of tefillah, and how much am I getting in? Get in whatever your Ata is. But on one day, Rosh Hashanah, it's like 7 minutes. Make a mapecha from those 7 minutes. I remember a number of years ago, when I was in Krakow, not on the visit 2 weeks ago, but about 7, 8 years ago, I spoke at the building where Sora Schneer had the first school, the first Beis Yaakov. She's someone who lived in the Ata. And I said over a well-known story in the yeshiva world that there was a bacher who was good, but he wasn't ay, ay, ay. And yet every zman he got the best chavrusas in the world. And Bachram wondered, if this guy is not such a mitzuyan and he's an average kid, how does he get the best chavrusas? And one time they Tanka saw that indeed, like the best Mitsuyanim were clamoring to learn with this guy. And one person said, this is crazy. How does the kid do it? And after he got the best chavrusas, he seemed to run out of the Beis Medrash. So this other guy who was more than curious followed him. And he saw that he ran. There used to be something called the payphone. It'll be very popular soon because the battery won't die at the most inconvenient time. And you won't lose it and probably won't drop it into water either. Buy while you can, because it'll be a hot commodity. And he saw there was a payphone that was off the hook dangling. And so he ran to the kid and he heard this kid pick up with tears and a choked voice. And he said, Ma, you could stop saying Tehillim. It worked again. I got the chavrusas. You could stop the Tehillim. Thanks a lot, Ma. Women took Tisha Kab and Shelsicha. And if you live in the Atta, we stand a chance for your tefillahs to be answered, to bring back a level of unparalleled Kedusha. I realize I mentioned this a number of years ago. Allow me to repeat it. There was a bocher that was doing things in Eretz Yisrael that got him thrown out of yeshiva. The mother was raising him herself. They chose not to tell the mother because there was nothing she could do to rectify or mend the situation. They threw him out. She came and said, why didn't you tell me? And they said, we crossed our T's and dotted our I's. There was nothing you could do. And she said, nothing I could do. I could have davened. And you stopped me from my sicha. I'm taking you to a din Torah with Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz. And there in that humble apartment in Bnei Brak that I myself was in dozens of times, you felt you were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Kohen Gadol. He sat here, she sat there, and Anhala sat there. And they each presented their case. And Rav Michal Yehuda turned to Anhala and said, she's right. You stopped a Jewish mother from davening, and you could never stop her from sicha, from tefillah. The only one that could take you from yalah to yakum, the only one that could be momentarily inspired to a sense of permanency, that's you. You have that ability. Rav Michal Yehuda said, I paskin you take him back into yeshiva because you stopped an aim of 41 from davening, and you can't do that. You know the kaichus of a mother's tefillah? I was in Vilna a number of years ago and I sent over a maisa that happened with one of our Gedolei Hador, Kemat Aben Meya, our Paisek Hador of Moshe Shtermach. Parenthetically, on my last trip to Eretz Yisrael, I was zeichet to have a very wonderful and intense visit with him. And it was transformative. That's the truth, it was. About 80 years ago, when he was a teenager, his class went for a bechina, and they were tested by the Cherbiner Gaon. The Cherbiner was a Gaon of unparalleled proportions. And he was rifling questions at these teenagers. And 80 years ago, Moshe Shtermach was a tall teenager, and the Chabiner asked the difficult question, and he gave an answer that was beyond belief. And Moshe Shtermach gave that answer, and the Chabiner leaned forward and said, young man, that wasn't your answer. And people froze. And he repeated for emphasis, he said, young man, that was not your answer. And then the Chabina made it crystal clear. And the Chabina wasn't one to wax poetic, but to say it to the point, he said, if you gave me that answer at your young age, that was your mother's answer. That means that your mother by lichbenchu, when she covers her eyes and she says, Mimamakim, Vizakeini legadel banim. That was your mother's answer. If you came up with that answer, digoinis, it's your mother's answer. I happen to have said it over in Vilna at that shir on Tefillah. And parenthetically, who is sitting right here at that shir? Our Gadol HaDorim, Shmuel Kamenetsky. He led the trip. I said, Rosh Hashiva, what are you doing? I'm about to start speaking about Tefillah. He said, Ephraim Elio, aren't you speaking about Tefillah? I said, yeah. He says, everybody needs chizuk and Tefillah. I need chizuk and Tefillah. I had to give an hour shir on Tefillah in front of Shmuel. And I said over that story, a mother's Tefillahs. Live in the Atta. A man comes over to me afterwards. He tells me his name is Goldschmidt from Basel. He said he was just at a Yarchei Kala where Rabbi Dunner spoke, Dayan Dunner's brother, talking about their father. By the way, I said this over a few weeks ago. And in shul, a kid comes over to me and says, I'm visiting from London. I'm Rabbi Dunner's grandson. I said over in front of the grandson. He says, I was just at a Yarchei Kala where Rabbi Dunner was speaking, that his elderly father, Rabbi Dunner Sr., who was a rabbi for London in decades, they came to him in shul and said, Rabbi, you got to do us a favor. There's a lady in the Ezra Snoshim that her davening is so loud and tearful and her Rosh Chodesh benching and her crying, it's too much. You got to ask her to leave. It's really disturbing us, the men. And Rabbi Dunner said to the Balabatim, okay, you're right. I will ask her to leave. And then he said, when she leaves, I'm leaving with her. Because we are only here and standing on the coattails of her tefillos. Do you still want me to ask her to leave? Goldschmidt told me that Rabbi Dunner said in the name of the senior Rabbi Dunner, what was the name of that woman that the whole shul was riding on her tefillos? Her name was none other than Mrs. Sternbach. The same Mrs. Sternbach about whom the Chabiner said 80 years ago, that's your mother's answer. Women took Tisha Kab and Selsicha. You don't need a minion. You don't even need to be in shul hours if you don't have the ability. What you need to do is live in the Atta. And at this stage of my life, the children are this age. And at this stage of life, they're at this age. And at this stage, I'm visiting, or I'm davening from here, or I'm visiting somebody else. Everybody's Atta is constantly changing, constantly evolving. Zot Rabin Shel Yisrael, No Hashem Elikecha Shomeimech. What he wants from you is make a good Atta. And as I said already twice, your Atta with an ayin defines your Atta with an aleph. I'm begging you. You have 90% Tisha Kabin Shelsicha. Make a mapecha. You might find yourselves in situations of acharei. You have the kayach to do it. You know how I know that? Because God says, Bonim Atem LaHashem. And Atem means Afilu Shoigigim, Afilu Mezidin. Even though I've made a lot of mistakes, I am still his son. And that means I can make a mapecha. Amun. I have to believe that I can make a mapecha. We conclude as we opened up, we're living in such a tumultuous, frightening situation. The Ribbono Shel says, Hashem Elikecha Latzilch, I can save you. V'hoya machanecha kodesh. In a world that is the antithesis of Kedusha, pick something. And what you listen to, what you wear, what you read, the way your home looks, your relationship with technology, make a real Kabbalah. Make a mapecha. And lest you think it doesn't count, I refer you to a kid's mayriv that he thought was barely a mayriv, or where the Ribnitzer hat gesagt, you davened already, didn't you? I am honored to be able to have shared these words with you, but I hope you'll make a mapecha. I hope you'll use your power of sicha you have 9/10 of it. I hope that even when you find yourself in a situation of acharei, what are my friends going to say if I stop wearing or start doing or whatever? Impress God, not your friends. Mekam apecha. It's a year of bonim. I commented today, our approach to Rosh Hashanah is gilu berot. It's frightful, it's trepidation. But I think we have to go in with a sense of optimism. We've been so afraid and so frightened the whole year. Let's go into the Yemei Din with a healthy sense of optimism. We can do it. Even acharei, we could make a mapecha. We are bonim. We have the kayach of tefillah. Go in with a healthy sense of optimism. I can do it. I wish all of you a bracha me'umke delibi. And with this will be Messiah. The Rishna Rebbe says a very famous seven-word medrash. The Pasuk says, Kedoshim, you should be holy. And the Rishna Rebbe says, I quote, the medrash says, Kedoshim tihiyu, you should be holy. Count these words. God says, Yochol kemaini, you think you could be like me? Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, Ki kadosh ani, I'm holy, meaning to say, you'll never achieve my level of Kedusha. That's a quote from the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. We'll say it again. Kedoshim tihiyu, be holy. God says, Yochol kemaini, you think you could be like me? Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, Ki kadosh ani, I'm holy, meaning you'll never achieve God's level of Kedusha. Says the Rishna Rebbe, you read the Medrash incorrectly. You read it b'tmiya, you should have read it b'nichusa. You read it as if God is making a question. You think you could be holy like me? Don't read it b'tmiya, read it b'nichusa as a soothing, optimistic, positive statement. Same seven words, but read it positively, and here's what it sounds like. Hashem turns to us and says, Kedoshim tihiyu, Kedoshim, Kedoshim, Kedoshim tihiyu, you could be holy. Now say the next two words as a soothing statement. Yochol kemaini, you could be like me. God says you could be like me. Not Talmud Leimar, you put the wrong nekudas under the words. Not Talmud Leimar, Tilmad Leimar. What does Tilmad Leimar mean? Teach yourself to say three magical words. Ki kadosh ani. I am a Bas Yisrael. I am Heilig. I am somebody with Kedusha. The original Rebbe says that's how you should read those words. I give you a challenge. Begin every day of your life with the following 10-second challenge. You just finished getting ready. You're about to leave. Stop. Look in the mirror or don't look in the mirror and say, it's not more than a 10-second test. That's all it takes. And every day before you start your day, before you start your atta, your atta, your atta, here's what I want you to do. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself and say, Hashem is telling me, Yochol kemaini. I could be like him. I could be like Hashem. I could be godly like. Tilmad Loimar. Today I will teach myself to say, Ki kadosh ani. Ki kadosh ani. I'm holy. I can do it. I can make the mapecha. I'm a ben no matter what. Even acharei. It's a 10-second challenge. Give yourselves 10 seconds before you begin your day of your atta. Start your day by saying, Yochol kemaini, I can do it. Till Magloimer, I will teach and remind myself, Ki kadosh ani, I can make the mapecha. My decision and Kabbalah makes a difference. My tefillah makes a difference for my success and my family's success. Take us from Yala to Yochol. May it be the will of the Borei Olam that we all merit a kesiva v'chasima toiva, a gebench de gesunte yar, ki Hashem elikecha mishalich bekerav machanecha latzilcha. There's one segula, v'hoya machanecha kodesh. take a step in Kedusha. Use your power of Kedusha and Tefillah. Remind yourselves every day, Ki Kadoshani, Ki Kadoshani, Ki Kadoshani. Not the other one. Oh, I hope she's listening. You! Especially when it's Acharei, Ubaisid Bakun. We may merit a year where all of our Tefillahs are answered, and we should be Zeichet to hear that one blast that we're waiting to hear, the Tekiya Gedayla of the Ketika B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, Agut Gebench Dayar.